Nudged presents The Midnight Gang by David Walliams, narrated by David Walliams, Peter Serafinowicz, Morwenna Banks, Ellen Thomas, and Nitin Ganatra, with music by Mark Morris.
Welcome to the world of The Midnight Gang. The story takes place in Lord Font Hospital in London, England. It was built many years ago and should have been demolished many years ago. The hospital was named in honour of its founder, the late Lord Font. Now let's meet the patients in the children's ward, high up on the 44th floor of the hospital. There's Tom. He is 12 and goes to a posh boarding school. He's hurt his head. Amber is 12. She has broken both of her arms and both of her legs, so has been in a wheelchair for some time. Robin is also 12. He is recovering from an operation to save his eyesight, and for now, can't see a thing. George is 11 and from the East End of London, which makes him a Cockney. He is recovering from having his tonsils taken out in an operation. Sally is just 10 and the youngest of the group. Because she is so ill, Sally spends most of her time sleeping. Downstairs in one of the grown-ups' wards is the oldest patient in the hospital, 99-year-old Nellie. Hundreds of people work at Lord Font Hospital. Among them are Sir Quentin Strillers. He is the upper-class hospital principal and is in charge of everyone and everything. There's Matron. Despite running the children's ward, she doesn't like children at all. Dr. Luppers has just become a doctor.